Down to Business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. Talk to us today for electricity that will power your business wherever you are.
Now, regular listeners will know that this show has a long association with the EY Entrepreneur of the Year Awards and indeed its annual CEO retreat. In previous years, we've brought you down to business from San Francisco, from Boston and Berlin, to name but a few. Tomorrow, we fly out to Oxford and then to London for this year's retreat. And to set the scene for us, I'm delighted to welcome to the studio Kevin McLaughlin. He's a partner lead from EY of the programme. One of this year's finalists, Rachel Doyle from the Arboretum, is also here. And Ronan O'Brien from Zatori Results, who was a finalist back in 2012, joins us. Thank you very much. You're all very welcome. I'm looking forward to spending the week with you. But Kevin, we'll start with you. It's Ireland's largest unofficial trade mission, and it starts tomorrow. Tell us more.
So tomorrow, I think we'll be a group of about 100 people leaving Dublin for Oxford tomorrow morning, and that will be 80 entrepreneurs, which will be this year's finalists. Plus over around about 50 or 60 from our former finalists, our alumni, as we call them. So, and I think we've put together a fantastic week for that group. And I think we really recognise that for people actually to take a week out of their diaries is a huge commitment of their time. And for us, therefore, there's a real onus to provide, you know, really top quality content for that week. And that's all centred really for us around the theme of ambition. And therefore, we've put together a programme which is a mix of very high-end executive education, hence why we're going to Oxford for the first couple of days. We'll be in Oxford University.
Can't wait.
It'll be fantastic. And then I think we'll have lots of really interesting speakers during the rest of the week when we get back into London. Leaders really from business, from sport, entrepreneurs who've kind of been there, done that. And really the whole purpose is to kind of challenge people around their thinking, to give them things to think about that they can bring back then, obviously, after that week, and think about how they apply those to their businesses.
Yeah, I think in a sense, Kevin, the reward for somebody attending would be twofold. First of all, you have the interaction with, you know, your other 24 finalists, plus the alumni who've been there, done that, who've all done stuff. But secondly, as you say, the education, the access to these, you know, wonderful speakers and wonderful companies, they do get entrepreneurs out of that, I suppose, you know, the everyday and into the creative, no?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, Oxford, I think, is a really good snapshot of that. I think, and only in Oxford could you have a session that's been dealing with the world of wicked problems. I don't think we'd ever use those words here. But I think, and then we've got about three or four sessions, which is very much looking at the future. And that's around the shift in demographics. It's around climate change. It's around cybersecurity. And it is all just to prompt different thinking.
Okay. Ronan, you were a finalist in 2012. What can, I suppose, the finalists expect from a week like this? What will they take away from it?
Okay, so the first time you go on these trips, Rachel's over here, so she doesn't know what to expect. But it is absolutely mind-opening, and you get exposed to huge entrepreneurs and huge successful stories, and you find that you've got a lot in common with people. One of the sayings that Padraig O'Cadian, who's one of the alumni, says a lot is, if not you, then who? If not now, then when? And it's all about, look, make your bigger business. Like, make your business grow. Why not be 10x bigger? Why not go internationally? Why not? And why not use the learning that we've already had to help you accelerate your business?
And do you think that, you know, and even your own experience as an example, that going on the trip and seeing, you know, what all these other people can achieve, it actually brings you along to say, hey, I can do this as well?
A fantastic example was Owen Cook and I were having a chat, and he said, look, what's on your mind at the moment in terms of the business? I said, look, I'm working on this problem. It's been annoying me for 6 months and I just can't seem to find a solution. And he goes, oh, I had that. Here's how to deal with it. Step one, step two, step three. And that was it. I've been working on it for 6 months, and in three paragraphs, he'd solved that issue. And I could move on then to growing the business. And that's just one example. But that happens every single year I go, which is why I've gone every single year since 2012.
Now, Rachel Doyle, sorry for being a while coming to you, Rachel. Again, you're an old friend of the show. You run a wonderful business down there in Carlow, the Arboretum. This is your first trip. What is your expectation? And then I'll tell you, I'll manage your expectation after you tell me what it is.
Right. Well, I'm really, really excited about it, Bobby. Can't wait for tomorrow. And I suppose I'm just looking forward to, I've met the finalist at in Dublin 2 weeks ago, and I'm just looking forward to the networking that I know is part of this, and meeting like-minded people and learning learning from one another, because that's what I think we do on those sort of trips. And I read the bio on the speakers last night, and wow, what a lineup of speakers.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything from earth science to cyber security. And I just thought, my God, I can't wait for this, for to get...
You're somebody who's always looked outwards, Rachel, when looking at developing your own business. Yeah. You've travelled, you've looked at best practice in horticulture and even garden centre retail through your association with Retail Excellence. Do you think it's really important to see what others are doing to spur you on, even psychologically in business?
I absolutely do. I think that it's paramount important if we want to. And, you know, we can always be better. We can always do it better. And yes, like I met you at the retail retreat, 2 days during a very busy time. And yet we had 12 people, I think, one day and 10 another at that retreat, because we feel it's so important for our business that we are given all of our senior team the opportunity to see and learn from the best. And you know, I travel the world from the International Garden Centre Association, and that's where we've seen my two sons come with me on all of those trips.
Yeah, so you're a real believer in that.
Oh, totally.
And again, not just you, but allowing the staff access to these trips and overseas visits to see best practice.
Yeah, because there's no use in just me going and coming back. Whereas when all the guys were there at the Retail Excellence retreat during the week, well, you know, we had at our management meeting yesterday morning, we had a discussion. We discussed with the rest of the team later on.
So it goes right down to the organisation.
Absolutely. Great. And that's important.
Kevin, can I ask you again, and thank you for having me on all the trips over the years, but why London this time? Is there a Brexit underline here that maybe we can learn from?
Yeah, and Ronan is kind of smiling, because I think we had a very healthy debate, I think, around why we would go to London. And because I think for most Irish businesses, they're in London a lot, and therefore the challenge is to take London to a different level and to give them access to things in London that they simply can't otherwise get. But I suppose London is, I mean, it's a huge city, and it has everything that you could possibly want. It has Oxford on its doorstep. It has a massive diversity of business, huge cultural setup. And I mean, they're very strong economic and business relationships between Ireland and the UK. And I think that'll be the case, Brexit or no Brexit. We don't want it to be centred on Brexit, but obviously while we're there, we will do a session which will focus on Brexit. But I think it's looking at it through that entrepreneurial mindset, which is looking for the opportunities that Brexit presents rather than focusing on the challenges.
And finally to you, Ronan, the value of bonding with the alumni and the other finalists and the educational exercise, which are you leaning towards, or is it a combination of both that you enjoy more?
You can't have one without the other, to be honest with you. I mean, it definitely is a case of taking a week out, and this is the one week out that I take every year to work on the business instead of in the business, and surrounding yourselves with people that frankly are better than you at their specific area means you can probe those questions that maybe you wouldn't ask if you weren't sitting beside them in a lecture, or if you weren't sitting beside them at a dinner table, and you get so much information, and then you get ideas. So you come back completely energised. There's rocket fuel in your business ready to kind of spur you forward to really push your ambitions so much more than there was a week beforehand. So every week when I come back from this trip, my staff know I'm going to be making changes. I'm going to be pushing growth. I'm going to be hiring new people.
Good.
And that's literally what I've got, a tank, and I want to fill it up with rocket fuel so that we can do this when we get back and grow the business more.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to joining you. And just to tell our listeners that next Saturday we won't have a Down to Business, but the Saturday after that we'll be capturing the brilliance of everything that happened in the week, and we'll be putting it out on Saturday week. So we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to meeting all the speakers, seeing all the sites, and rubbing shoulders with all the entrepreneurs. It's going to be great. So my thanks to Kevin McLaughlin, partner lead from EY, one of this year's finalists, Rachel Doyle from Arboretum, and Ronan O'Brien from Satori Results. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
Okay, loads more to come. Stay tuned.
Down to Business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. Talk to us today for electricity that will power your business, wherever you are.